Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy me, blood.
Is that the title-winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
All right, welcome to another episode of Added Time after a football-filled weekend with a lot of big games, big results, sad results,
yep,
great results,
yep,
and a very sad Kunal in front of us at the moment. Al is not here today. He's doing some Aftonbladet stuff. He's doing being famous around television and the internet, but... Well, Huddersfield lost. We can talk about that, but let's go to the results that really maybe shattered a little bit. We had a few surprises. Chelsea losing to Crystal Palace, I think, if we start there, it was bound to happen sometime. Lewis had a great game.
It really came unexpectedly.
Well, if statistically, Chelsea have had a bit of trouble with Crystal Palace last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's been they've had when they're trying to save their season, they come up with a win at Chelsea or against Chelsea, and they did it now again. Chelsea, well, we can just see. We talked about the cracks before the season that they lost some players, and they've just they replaced them with other similar players. But it takes time for players to come in. They got a more competition playing Champions League last season. They had no injuries. Basically, yeah. They made it like Leicester 2 years ago. No injuries, no Champions League. It went great. But we do know that when that happens, shit can...
But do you think this is the turnaround for Crystal Palace?
Yeah. I think so.
The schedule looking a little lighter.
Not only that, it's a bit lighter, but we know the squad is good enough. I mean, it is better than most of the squads down there. It should not be relegated.
Yeah.
And if they get going, I think Hodgson is a decent choice. He will at least.
Did you see Hodgson's at the final whistle?
Yeah, I saw the game, and he was waving. It was 5 minutes after the game was finished.
He looked like a royalty. That he was celebrating, I guess, but he didn't look like a football coach of today. He's so reserved.
No, but you just don't like Hodgson.
Him.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Like
you just like.
I think he's.
I mean, honestly, what's worse?
But he's a fucking dinosaur, man.
Yeah, but this dinosaur.
To be honest, I only saw the highlights of this game, and it looked like if you saw the game, it looked like
Saha was the best player. He played Townsend and Saha up front.
Yeah,
he played them as two strikers. Never done that before, but they really irritated Chelsea. And I think, I don't see them winning the league this year at all. I didn't think it before the season, and now I definitely don't think so because. If you compare them to City, they have bigger holes, and I think the Conte effect is weighing down.
Yep.
And he has that a little bit. If you look at his career, it's been a little bit like that.
Yeah.
He's very good the first season. Mm. He's opposite to other managers. He gives them energy in the beginning, and then maybe fades off a little bit. Oh, listening to this piece.
What
of
about
shit.
Chelsea? Do you think they're in the shit right now?
No, not in the shit. I just don't think they won't win the league.
Okay.
I think they'll finish fourth.
Okay.
Or third. I think it's between Tottenham, Chelsea, and Liverpool to take the two last spots. But at the moment, if you look at the start of the season and you look traditionally last couple of seasons, I think it's City, United, and at the moment Tottenham that looks the strongest.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Spurs winning against Bournemouth.
Yeah, finally 1-0. Winning the Wembley Hoodoo.
Yeah.
1-0.
Yeah.
Thank bloody God.
A lot
but it was tight. It was. Lloris saved us.
Yeah.
Two great saves. So, you know, it's still not perfect at Wembley, but, you know...
Still, the points.
Yeah.
You bagged the points, so...
We start to win games.
Yeah.
Tottenham started winning games that we shouldn't maybe win, or that we don't play well, and we still win 1-0. Yeah. And I think that's the question that comes to when you look at United-Liverpool.
What about Eriksen's form right now?
Oh, great.
Is he amazing?
He's
not a human.
No,
this is looking... He's looking like one of the best midfielders out there in the world.
I mean, he scored 12 goals in 13 last internationals.
I don't want Sweden to meet Eriksen. No. I'm not saying Denmark. I say I don't want Sweden to face Eriksen right now.
I'm not joking. That's why I didn't want to play Denmark. I don't think Denmark is a good setup. They have a lot of... last time they went out, it was a much weaker squad than now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in good form. And Eriksen is, at the moment, by far the best Scandinavian player.
Yeah.
I mean, by a mile. By a fucking mile. There's nobody in Sweden that's playing as good as him.
No.
And he's probably the most underrated midfielder in the Premier League for the past 3 years.
I agree.
Every Spurs supporter will say the same
thing. Before he went to, and of course this was a dream, but it would never happen at that point. He was linked to Milan. I just saw him a little bit in Ajax. This guy,
he was linked to everybody in Ajax. Every big club in Europe was linked to him.
But just seeing a guy coming out of that academy, it was a long time ago, somebody from, you know, the Dutch league came out of that league. I would say it was a long time ago. Like, we have had a lot of players being named as, okay, this player would be one of the best. Like Depay, for instance, and, you know, he hasn't really. But Eriksen looks like a guy that will surely be one of the best midfielders in the world.
Well, if you look at our team, I mean, we got a big Ajax contingency going there. We got Alderweireld, we got Vertonghen, we got Eriksen, we got Sanchez.
But they all went to smaller teams before, right?
No. We bought Sanchez straight from Ajax this year.
But we
bought Vertonghen straight from Ajax this year.
True.
We bought Eriksen straight from Ajax.
But Alderweireld, sorry.
Alderweireld is the only one that we didn't buy straight from Ajax. Yeah. Otherwise, all the Ajax connections we have, we bought them from Ajax.
That's good scouting. That's really good scouting.
Well, it's no doubt if you look the past 10 years in the Premier League top, we got the best scouting. I mean, for sure. We won the most races of players. And we're talking about Eriksen, 8 million. Dele Alli, 5 million. I mean, just the two of them is a snip. And that's
Let's talk about the other team from that area in London, Arsenal. As soon as they get going, and you know the focus, the talks is not about them, they get a couple of wins in a row, this happens.
Did you see Arsenal Fan TV?
Yeah.
Have you seen? The thing is, I don't know if the listeners listen this pod.
We can cut this in the pod. I'll put it in the end so you can listen to it yourself.
Yeah, but not even listening, just watching is quite fun as well. I'm just telling you, you don't have to be an Arsenal supporter or Arsenal antagonist. It's quite fun as a football supporter to watch it. And now I'm not even laughing at the supporters, because I kind of know them now, the TJ and all of them. But the thing is, I understand them.
It's like a soap opera, man.
Yeah, maybe if it was at Tottenham, the same thing was going on.
Yeah.
We would have people talking like that. I would say things like that as well. So it's a bit, you don't have to be, you can understand the frustration from a football fan point of view.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, but they're going ballistic again.
Now they're getting a lot of shit again. They're not happy.
I missed
him.
A sitter.
Yeah, he missed a sitter, and they're complaining about that he doesn't. Like, this is what I hear from Arsenal fans. He doesn't fight for the ball. He doesn't take any defensive. Yeah, but if you look at the statistics, he is the player that runs the most without the ball. That it's mind blowing to me. I don't get it. I don't see it. But apparently, he takes the most. That last game against Watford, Ozil was the one that ran the most. I don't get it.
No, but he came into the game. How could he run?
No, sorry. During this season, he is the one that has run the most. Two statistics.
Well, to be honest, if you play that formation, it is a midfielder who's going to run the most.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Liverpool, you look at Tottenham. It's always the offensive attacking midfielder runs the most. Eriksen at Spurs.
Yeah.
And at Liverpool, you can even see Coutinho racking up a lot of meters. Lallana. So I think it's not that weird, because whenever they have the ball,
is finished and he'll leave. Do you think there's talks about him leaving already in January?
Yeah, I mean, Wenger came out and said that both Özil and Sanchez could be sold in January, and I don't see a reason why not. I mean, to be honest, if I'm Arsenal, why keep them for how? I mean,
they can cash in now. I guess
they should have cashed in the summer.
Yeah, they should have. To be honest, and it's easy to be, you know, wise right now, but you know. You need to do something. And if you have those players in your team, you will depend on them.
He took a gamble. I mean, it's easy. Arsenal took a gamble. They've been selling players
Every year.
Every time this happens. Yeah. Last year of the contract, they sell them.
Yeah.
And then people go, why are you selling them? The problem is not that. The problem is why the letting players running out 1 year of their contract continuously for the past 6-7 years. It's like Wenger's ahead of his time. He says that players are going to leave more on free transfer because the transfer sums. Yeah, but you're doing it already. I mean, can you wait 6 years and cash in on them? So no, I think they're going to leave. They should leave. If not, he's going to get a
would
huge
would you like
paycheck.
To spend a day with Wenger?
I would like to spend a day with all of them.
No, but okay. But the only rule is you can't talk about football.
Can't.
Yeah. Would you rather spend a day with Wenger or Roy Hodgson? Like a person? That's a good question, I think.
I think it's a very shitty question, but it's fun.
it's not a very realistic
question. It's an absolute bullshit question,
yeah,
but it's
a
fun.
It's an added time podcast question.
I'd still go Wenger.
Why?
Yeah, it feels there's I know
something
him
about
better.
Him, right?
No,
you
but
know him better?
Of course,
you think you know him better.
Yeah, of course. I've seen more interviews with I've read more articles interviewed with Wenger for sure.
Do
than
you think Roy Hodgson has really kinky sex where he dresses like a baby in a hotel room?
No, I think he's very, very conservative and boring.
You think he's?
I think Wenger might do it,
but that's too obvious, right? You get it? I think
Hodgson like looks
a lot of Japanese businessmen that are really conservative. Has this kind of, I don't know. This is fake news. I don't
no
have
shit.
Any backing for
anything
this.
That comes from you is fake news. What the fuck is this?
But I think that this is a trend in Japan. I'm not kidding you.
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, I'm kind of kidding you.
I don't know about that.
But you would go with Wenger.
Yeah, I'll still go with Wenger. I think it's, the soap opera has been going around him. How can you not? I mean, for me, he's the most deluded. He's not deluded. I just think he's arrogant.
Yeah.
I just think he's arrogant and cocky and his time is gone.
Yeah.
But Mourinho showed that there's life after dinosaur death.
Yeah.
He's
let's
back
talk now. About Mourinho, for instance, for a while. We had this big game, probably the most classic game in England, Liverpool United. You catched that game?
Yeah, of course.
Tell us about it. What's your thoughts?
I think it was exactly as you would have predicted in the beginning. It's the same every bloody year.
Yeah.
Mourinho is an expert of going to big games.
They parked the bus, basically.
And getting a 0-0 draw. I mean, it's funny thing after the game is... Mourinho said Liverpool played defensive and Liverpool said Mourinho played defensive.
Mourinho is lying.
No, wait. I mean, it was fun to see that after. I think it's two managers that... Mourinho's not under pressure at the moment, so he can do this. But he will get shit for it that...
He won't win the league doing this.
That's the thing. I mean, I think we discussed this before. City might drop... City might lose a few more games than United do, but they will draw a hell of a lot less.
Yeah.
They will draw a hell of a
and
lot
it's a
less.
It's a three-point system. So Mourinho, is this... Is he satisfied with not winning the league?
No, but I think Mourinho's satisfied if he draws against the four big teams home and away.
Yeah.
And then he will pick the small teams. That's how he always works.
And finish like second or third.
No, he wants... I think he can win the
league. He think that he mathematically can win.
If he draws against City, Tottenham, Liverpool, and Chelsea, for instance.
At home and away.
Yeah, if he draws against
that's
all of them.
Eight games.
Yeah, but they draw those games against them as well. They might pick up games here and there, but I think he's just hoping that if he draws all of them, that's a good result. And to be honest, it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, I would go for it.
Yeah.
I would settle for the Spurs probably draw all.
Would you settle? Okay, cool. I'm not sure that will win the league.
I don't see it as a favorite either.
No, okay. Yeah, but... To be honest, for me, it's a little bit disappointing. And apparently, Liverpool had a lot of chances.
Okay, disappointing. But who's surprised?
No, no one is surprised.
Who's surprised?
No one is surprised.
I mean, it was written 0-0 over the game.
Yeah.
This always happens. And usually the derbies between United and Liverpool the past 5 years ain't that exciting anyways.
No, that's true.
And now with Mourinho sitting there, of course it's not going to be exciting.
Yeah. Let's talk about the other team, City. Going absolutely ballistic
best
on the
team,
league right now.
When they play the best,
yeah,
It is the best team the Premier League have seen for...
for a long time.
I think probably...
since Chelsea with Drogba, I would say. That was a really good team as well.
I would say when the highlights of Manchester United...
oh, you see even that...
Yeah.
So long.
I'm saying when they're playing... I'm not saying it's the best team.
No.
I'm saying when they're playing at their potential, it's frightening.
And what a squad, man. I don't get it. They have Bernardo Silva sitting on the bench day in, day out. And that is...
He can't get...
amazing
he
player.
Won't get... I mean, the same thing...
What about De Bruyne?
Gundogan, every... I mean, who's going to get... I mean, De Bruyne is the best midfielder. You think Pirlo is better, but... but no, De Bruyne, I've been saying it for years. I mean, I think when me and Al saw him the first time live, he was one of those players I've seen that you say, okay, this is the great player. He has something that... most of them around doesn't have the first touch, the vision, everything. Yeah. He was exquisite. Not only him, the whole every goal looked like fancy football from FIFA.
Amazing.
I mean, it looked like they were playing FIFA.
Yeah.
The goals were just crazy. I mean, it was insane. The first three goals was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Are they playing a Sunday league team? I mean, they had no chance, no chance at all, though. They were complete. The funny thing is, 3-0 turned to 3-2, and you thought, what is going on? And then they just. But this Gabriel Jesus looks like an absolute. Super fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he came, and from the first minute he has come, from the January transfer window last year, he's been great.
Yeah.
So this is not like
a couple
of games like Gabbiadini.
This is not a sandcastle. Basically,
he's a top player.
Yeah.
Easy. Yes. He's a top player. He's one of the best youngsters in the world. I would say he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Top. And then Sané. Yeah. I mean, are you...
wow.
Wow. I mean... combined speed with technique, with vision, with finishing.
Yeah.
Exciting young team.
I have
team
to
now.
Admit that they bought a lot of players and new players this season, and I didn't think they would be looking this good already. It's impressive. And I don't like Pep personally. I don't know why. I don't know him, but it's not my favorite guy in the world. But you have to give it to him. This is looking really, really solid. So let's see.
You compare him to other coaches.
Yeah.
And what strikes you is that most coaches that are this good as him has a system, and they rigorously keep to that system. Guardiola, in his own system, changes a lot.
Yeah.
He changes a lot, and it's hard to. You think it looks the same, but it really doesn't when you look at it. The formation where the players go, what players are playing where, how they're moving.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to know. How the hell they're gonna move, and that's why it's so bloody goddamn difficult. They didn't have an eye on De Bruyne the entire game. It was just impossible. He was floating right back, center back, defensive midfield, behind the striker, everywhere on the pitch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The ball might end up, he was there.
Yeah.
And so was the rest of the players. If they play like this, nobody can stop them. But a few injuries, and we'll see what happens. Last year, they started this year as well.
Yeah.
Similar fashion. So we'll see.
Agree. Next up for... going over to Italy. Next up for Manchester City is Napoli. Looking really impressive. Mm. 8 games, 8 wins.
Similar
played Roma.
Form.
Yeah, played Roma away. Got away with a 1-0 win. Looking amazing. And, you know, their story is basically the opposite. It's more like a Spurs story.
Yeah, no.
Even though they might have players that have been, you know, good for a while, it's still, you know, the same consistency. They have a coach that, you know, have a unique playing system. They don't really have a striker up front, but they just look so mobile. They look so certain on the ball. And Juventus struggling. So
losing this first time, they lost to them in what was 76 games home.
What a game! What a fantastic game of football!
And my big star Dybala missed a penalty
twice in a row. And this is now it's becoming a big talk because they're saying big players don't miss this two penalties in the last.
Yeah, but
gasping,
you know,
minutes.
It's maybe he should just don't take penalties, but because. You know, he scored some important goals for them lately as well. So, but that, of course, highlights that. But Juventus have started this way the past couple of years.
Yeah.
They were actually worse off last season.
Of course, they will be up there.
They were worse off last season.
Yeah.
Same time of the year. So they were actually behind more last season. Yeah. But then they had this amazing run.
Now they're chasing Napoli and a Napoli that look. Of course. And as an Italian fan, if I don't talk about Milan for 1 second, I would say I would like to see someone else just grabbing that title.
Who wouldn't?
And Napoli is one of those teams that if you don't have any reason to hate them or if you're not a rival directly, then you will love their way of playing football. And I'm really excited about Napoli City in the next game. And I'm pretty sure that would be a tight competition. City, of course, will be favorites with their squad. It's looking amazing. But I think that would be two of the best teams right out there right now.
Top in their league, so...
Yeah. So I think that will be a fantastic game. Of course, need to mention the Milan derby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the whole game.
Okay. Just want to say that... I'm feeling really bad right now. And the biggest reason I'm feeling really shitty is not the loss per se. It's that Montella goes out after the game and says, I'm proud of this performance, and if we play like this, we will never lose again. And really good game. We were the better team. It doesn't matter.
And it's not true.
No, it's not true.
And it's not none of that. What he said.
It
is
doesn't
true.
Matter. It
they
doesn't
didn't
matter.
Play well.
Patches they played well. But I would say like this: Inter didn't play well as well.
It
was a derby game. They have Icardi. With Icardi, you have a world class. He needs three chances. He will get three.
The Sweden commentator before said he's the best best finisher in the box in the world.
Yeah, probably.
He's one of the best.
He's number one in Argentina with that competition right now.
I would say with Argentina, they got another one in Aguero is as good as him
in
the box.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And they have Higuain. Yeah. And, you know, they have...
But there's a lot of in-box
Dybala.
Strikers.
Of course. But what I want to say is, looking at that game, it's so fucking obvious to me. He or Milan themselves, they have no idea what they're doing. In the first half, they were shitted on. Not like Inter was really good. Milan was really bad. Coming out, changing formation, in down 1-0, changing formation, looking like another team, creating chances
directly.
Yeah,
putting control and stuff
scoring.
Like that.
But the defense with Bonucci, supposed to be the best player
Bonucci
in the world.
I've seen him now
the last
couple of games.
Listen to the stats. The last seven goals, Bonucci has been responsible for six of them himself. The marking on the first and second goal, like the second goal, Icardi is the lone striker. We have four defenders in the box. Bonucci is supposed to take the marking. He's nowhere near Icardi. Icardi has fucking 5 minutes to take the ball and put it where he wants to. I think it's a fucking disgrace. And even though you spent a lot of money and he's on, you know, the Ballon d'Or for his last year, right now he shouldn't play. You need to be a coach enough to say, this guy is not giving us what we want. We're better off with fucking Zapata.
I just think that what you need to do, this is a problem for every club, that it's very difficult for clubs to take expectations,
yeah,
right? I mean, people always say, this happens in every league every year. The expectations are just too high.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem in Milan as well.
But they have put them on themselves.
But no, not only them. The media and your fans.
Of course.
I mean, before the season talking, even when you're sitting with us now,
yeah,
you're a bit talking like, you know, Real Madrid might watch out because Milan is coming. I mean, I know you're excited and everything, but this is what happens, and you can see this with teams from every league. I mean, in Sweden, I remember when AIK went down. It was a big shock, but that was also expectation. Newcastle went down. Unfair expectation. Chelsea didn't win the league that year with Mourinho. Unfair expectations. You got to see, it's difficult to get 7-8 new players. That's 7 starters.
It's 11.
Yeah, but they have 7 starters the other game from new players.
And that's only because a lot
seven
of injuries. Yeah,
from
no,
the seven.
Otherwise it would be 9.
But that's even worse. Listen, I'm not saying that it's stupid to buy that many players. You need it sometime. But it's stupid and naive to think that 10, 11 players would actually work.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what Berlusconi is saying now, of course, being smart after. I don't know what happened when I sold this. 11 new players. I would say 4 new players. Like, okay, Berlusconi, it's... But you didn't do shit for the club for the last 5 years.
Yeah,
so.
But listen, you buy 11 new players. If you buy Brighton, started the season, and you buy it, and you're a zillionaire.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And you can spend 200 million.
It won't work.
Without financial fees of FIFA player, fair play. You'll spend 200 million.
Yeah, of course.
But you won't win the league.
No, of course.
But you will do it.
Yeah.
But in Milan, of course it won't work. It will take a time.
Let's be honest,
not only 11 new players. I've told you this from the get-go of the season. We've had this discussion many times. It's not balanced.
Yeah,
the squad is not balanced. The squad is not balanced. The starting 11 is not balanced. And there was the wrong. The way he played in the second half, he can't start a game like that.
No, of course
he
not.
He can't start an all-out attack game like
not.
That. So where's the balance? I mean, and when you see the game, where is players playing? What is the exact role? Kessie, what the fuck is going on with that player? He's been so...
He was substituted in the
halftime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he's been horrendous for the whole season. I don't know if the pressure got to him
or
probably. He's been found out.
No, but it's a team that's not working. It's all the symptoms. But they're saying they'll stick to Montella. And of course, they don't want an interim solution. They'll see him out this season. But still, they're still saying, and even Montella is saying, the season is long, we will finish. I absolutely believe we will finish top four. He's still saying that.
I don't think so.
But that's the wrong thing.
No.
You're seeing what's happening. We have 3 consecutive defeats. That doesn't happen to a club like
Milan. I just think that no matter how good they play, I think there are at least 4 teams that I think are better.
Yeah, I agree.
At least. And maybe 5.
I would say...
5 with Lazio.
I would say... Okay, I would still say it's close between Milan and Roma because Roma doesn't look that well. But Lazio is better, of course.
No, I just think Roma will finish better. I'm not saying Roma is a better team than Milan.
Probably, yeah.
Player for
Looking
player.
Like this, probably,
but,
yes.
But Roma, what I'm trying to say, they have a consistency culture going on for the past 6-7 years, together with Napoli, together with Juventus.
Yeah.
The 3 of them won't break unless something really strange happens.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think the 3 of them are ahead, and then Inter, I think, are ahead, and then I think even Lazio are ahead at the moment.
Let's move over to the Spanish league. We had a big game with Atletico Madrid Barcelona.
Yeah,
Atletico Madrid had a lead for almost
good game actually.
Good game, high tempo game. Suarez equalizing, pretty fair with a 1-1 result.
Griezmann was amazing that game, but didn't really. But it was a tough keeper had Ter Stegen.
Do you think Barcelona will be one of the 4 semifinalists? Are they good enough?
Yeah, definitely. I think. I still believe that the Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid are in the absolute top. In the top 6 at least.
I mean,
Real Madrid is number 1, and then Barcelona is probably number 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then Atletico is probably number 5 or 6. I think that's how...
It's amazing.
I think they are the three, you know, when it comes to continental European play, they're super strong. I think Atletico Madrid is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are the teams I like the most in the league. Atletico Madrid in Spain, Napoli in Italy, Tottenham in England, and like Dortmund in Germany.
It's admirable.
They got similar kind of traits.
Yeah.
They all have that position in the league where they might be overperforming.
It's very romantically, you know, it's in a time where it shouldn't be that possible.
Well, it's still super clubs with super much money. It's just that...
But comparing to the mega clubs.
It's because we have developed this new football hierarchy there is this top, where only four teams, five teams are even allowed.
It's impossible to hate those clubs. It is, if you're not a direct rival. I think it's...
Well, but then a smaller club like even Brighton or Huddersfield will go, but you know, you're talking about Tottenham leaving a small club. Look at us. So, I mean, so it depends on where you look at. But if you look at like the general kind of, we like those clubs.
PSG winning again. Surely they've already won the league.
Very, very surprising goal scorer. The Meunier comes up and scores two goals for right back.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a functional right back.
Yeah,
he is.
He's often on the score sheet. He's scored a couple of for Belgium
often,
as well.
Mate.
But
he's not often
for
the score sheet.
For his position.
Well, but he scored two that game. And it was lucky for Mbappe, who went out and criticized himself scathingly. He played up front in absence of Cavani. Missed a couple of chances, but then he set up the goal perfectly for Meunier.
He did. Again, really good still, Mbappe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, PSG looks like...
I think people forget he's 18 years old.
Yeah, 19 now.
19 now, But I think he is... You know, the pressure with that kind of transfer fee as well. Mm. That guy is...
he's the real... I mean,
of steel.
If you look at that age of what he's doing now, I don't see a player in his age bracket being...
Surely should be a starter for France, shouldn't he?
He kind of is.
Right?
Yeah.
He should be.
I mean, he is.
In the World Cup.
In the World Cup, that's so far away. Yeah. He should. If he continues this, he would be. But, you know, look at that team. I mean, who's he going to remove? Because if you look at the way they play, they kind of like Giroud as well on that team.
Yeah, they
because
do.
It gives them physicality up front. Yeah.
But, on the wing, I guess. You have Griezmann and you have. Matuidi plays a kind of a wing role, doesn't he?
No, he plays in mid, central mid usually.
Not Kanté, because they play 4-3-3.
They have a lot of players. That's what you have to see. The squad is amazing. And
I catch the highlights between Olympique Lyon against Monaco. Another player I want to highlight is Nabil Fekir.
He
scored twice.
Also an old Ajax product, right?
Scored twice and also an assist. 3-2 win, and in the 94th minute, like an amazing free kick, a genius one that, you know, he put it in the goalkeeper's corner. It was fantastic, and I think that guy has a lot of potential as well to see.
There's a couple of players that come from Norway. Like I think we saw Lemina
Juventus.
And now he's in
Bayern.
He's in England.
Yeah, he's in England.
And
Southampton.
And he's playing. I think that was an interesting player. But then the most interesting player is that Gross guy that plays in Brighton that came from Germany. He was the one that created the most chances despite being relegated.
Yeah.
He looks very, very interesting. I think that he could end up at a way bigger club after this season.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. But it's interesting when players come from nowhere. Real Madrid turned it around. They were 1-1 for a while there, and then they turned it around 1. So the La Liga is looking interesting again.
Yeah,
I mean it's catching up, isn't it?
Okay, guys, it's been a live one. We will be back next time.
I just one last thing, which is a really sad thing, but I just first time we heard it was that another death in football occurred.
Yeah, very tragically.
I'm really not trying to make this a funny thing because it's not. I think the guy that jumped, celebrated, and broke his neck and died, that is very tragic. But at the same time, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You died because you were jumping or for celebrating. That's a Darwin Award. This is a really tragic one. This is the first time I've heard it. It was a collision between the goal in Indonesian league between the goalkeeper and the own player and the striker. And there was a collision. He fell over, went to hospital, and died of brain or like head injuries. The thing is that he is 38 years old, played 500 games for the club.
Yeah.
He's been there all his life. So it's a huge...
He's like the Oliver Kahn of...
of that league. League. So it's a really... I've never heard that before.
Died of collision.
Yeah, really tragic.
Without car.
without a car. Yeah,
yeah, it's wow. Yeah, it's unheard of. Yeah,
so Aguero, thoughts. You were fucking lucky.
Yeah.
All right,
rest in peace. No, but we'll be back next time with Al Pitcher as well. Thank you,
Alan. His name is Alan Pitcher.
Alan
from
Pitcher.
Now on, I think you should always call him Alan.
Alan, Sir Alan.
I love it when your mom.
Should we start calling him Sir Alan?
Yeah, I just because Sir Alan Sugar, so I used to say that sometimes, Sir Alan. But his mother and father, I was like, yeah, Alan. I was cracks me up. I was like, Alan, I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Don't forget to catch the
ball.
No, that too as well, and look out for collisions. But also, don't forget the playoff draw for the World Cup in the European session tomorrow. Go Sweden. Let's hope for Switzerland. Otherwise, we're fucked. To be honest, it looks like that.
No.
But okay, see you next time. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Ozu, like, I don't know, man. How can you miss that blood? Seriously, fam. My mum would have scored that blood. No life, fam. You understand? That's shocking ability, blood. You understand? For a player that you call world class, you don't finish that blood. You understand? Man never finishes his dinner anyway, fam. So, you understand? We started off well. Started off very well. But then we went back into our shell like we normally do. You understand? And then we got the goal. I think we got the goal at the wrong time. I think we should have got it maybe 5 minutes earlier. Cause I think the half-time whistle came too early, you understand? Cause I think that's when we was building momentum. But then Watford came out in the second half, Marcus Silva switched up his game, fam. These men are 1-0 down and their defence is on the halfway line. You understand? He's pressing because he knows you can get at this Arsenal team, you understand?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.